Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, I have long been a proponent of the idea of term limits. And in the absence of those, particularly at the federal level, I have been a fan of politicians who promised, I'll go to Washington, but I won't serve more than two terms or three terms or whatever the case may be in the case of a House member or a senator, if they've committed to that. Because I think it's healthy for what we do. When you end up with a situation like they had over here in the state of Illinois with Madigan, who was in office for 45 years, and, you know, absolute power absolutely corrupts. I believe that. And I think it that's as good a reason as any to argue for that. Personally, that's my take on it. We've got John Eichelberger on the phone. He's a former Pennsylvania state senator. He's also the Pennsylvania state co-chair of U.S. term limits. And Mr. Eichelberger, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. So you have been a candidate for Congress. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Was that part of your platform to promise to not serve more than a certain number of terms?
Actually, it wasn't. I always had that belief. I served three terms in the state Senate. I served three terms as a county commissioner. My belief's been that you're in for, you know, a reasonable period of time and you get out. But I would have signed, you know, I did sign a term limits pledge when I was in, I believe. I think I did, because I did believe in it. And I think I did sign the pledge at that time. So, That would have been part of my platform one way or another.
What's your argument to, I know many people, many of them conservatives like me, who don't like the idea of term limits because they feel that just as you get somebody to, you know, 4 or 5 years into an office and they start to understand how to make things happen, suddenly they've termed out.
Well, you know, and that's because of the seniority system we have. I mean, there's this control that's concentrated on, you know, with a few members down there in the state or in Washington, and that's the way it works. We just had AOC last week complain about not getting a position on a committee that she felt she deserved and wanted, and it was given to a senior member, and that's the way things work. I mean, you can be the dumbest guy in the room, and you could be there one day more than everybody else, and now you're in charge of a powerful committee. And that doesn't make it right. I don't think it makes for a good structure, a good policymaking body, but that's the way most of the rules are, and that's the way it generally works. And those people have all the connections, all the influence, all the money coming in from lobbyists. They have all that. And it's very hard to defeat these incumbents. Very hard. A significant portion of them every year don't even have any primary or general opposition in their elections.
How do we make this happen? I mean, you're obviously involved in this. You're watching what's going on around the country. There've been recently elected politicians who said that they would vote for it in Congress.
Right. There's a lot of momentum right now. Polling has been around 82% for a long time, supportive of this across party lines. It's now up to 87%. I think it's because people have seen Joe Biden. They've seen Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein. There's others. Chuck Grassley, who I think is still pretty sharp, but he's like 90. There's a lot of people down there that have been there for a long time, and some of them aren't as sharp as they used to be and have physical problems and other things. So I think they see that aspect of it and they don't like it. They may not understand more deeply the power concentration and how that works within the legislative body. But we see Donald Trump coming out for it. Elon Musk came out for it last week. J.D. Vance was a pledge signer when he was in the U.S. Congress. Mike Johnson is supportive of it. We just had a new U.S. senator put in Ohio, and he was actually my counterpart in Ohio. He was the state chair there.
Bernie Moreno.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a new U.S. senator in Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick, to beat Bob Casey, and he made term limits a significant part of his campaign. And you see across the country, when you look at polling numbers, people that support term limits when they were running have about a 2% advantage for that issue. So it is popular. So we have that. So there's a two-pronged approach. The federal level, we're trying to get it done. There was a voting committee in 2024, narrowly defeated, but now there might be more of an emphasis to get something going. But the states can do it. So we had three states pass resolutions this past year, which was the most we've ever had in a year. And so we see more momentum coming from state legislatures. And this year, there's going to be a real concentrated effort to get some other states on board. So we see some momentum growing here.
We'll keep an eye on it. John Eichelberger, is there a website people could go to to find out more information?
Yes, thank you. It's ustermlimits.org. And you can get on there and learn about it, sign a petition, send in a check, do whatever you want to do, get involved as a volunteer. Lots of things that can happen. So, yeah, we appreciate that.
John,
thank you.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks very much. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Take care. Good. Interesting. I mean, I've always thought it was a good idea. Reduces the concentration of power, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Congressman Eric Burleson in his second term to find out what he thinks about the speaker's race.
Get more at 971talk.com.